On 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by TreeTime.com, and here is Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. Good morning. Partly cloudy skies. It's 44 at O'Hare. Classes resume in one suburb after a manhunt caused emergency closures Thursday. Details right after WGN Traffic with Mary Vanneveld.
Hey, good morning. Roads are pretty clear with no huge delays to speak of. We do have this warehouse fire at a truck tire warehouse. 26th is closed off between Western Avenue and Rockwell with fire department crews. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Classes will reopen today in suburban Alsip. All four school campuses were closed Thursday morning, a precautionary measure over safety concerns as police continue a manhunt for a suspect accused of shooting at Chicago police, then leading them on a high-speed chase. That suspect is not in custody, but the school district says it's safe for students to head back to class. A crowd of 300 gathered last night outside Chicago Police headquarters to mark the two-year anniversary of the fatal police-involved shooting of then-17-year-old Laquan McDonald.
We all promote love, we promote peace, and we all promote Laquan Day. So I want to hear y'all make some noise for Laquan Day.
Now, Officer Jason Van Dyke is charged with first-degree murder, currently awaiting trial. A powerful earthquake hit western Japan. Tens of thousands of buildings are without power there. Seismologist Randy Baldwin of the U.S. Geological Survey says there's no tsunami warning.
Usually you need a shallow quake of even bigger magnitude than this, and you need it offshore somewhere where it involves the seafloor.
Today's earthquake was a 6.2 magnitude. No early reports of injuries. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump took the same stage during last night's Al Smith charity dinner in New York. First, Trump.
Great senators. Hi, Chuck. He used to love me when I was a Democrat, you know.
And Clinton also keeping it lighthearted.
It's amazing I'm up here after Donald. I didn't think he'd be okay with a peaceful transition of power.
Both candidates making jokes and poking fun at one another at the annual event. Back locally just to our north in Milwaukee, a police officer is charged with two counts of felony, second-degree sexual assault, and two counts of prostitution. Officer Dominique Hagen Brown appeared in court Thursday. A court commissioner set bail at $100,000. He's the same officer who shot and killed a man back in August, a shooting that led to several days of violent protests. And a former Chicago City building inspector pleaded guilty Thursday to attempted extortion. Roberto Uribe solicited a cash bribe of $300 in exchange for allowing work on a building to go on without the required permits. Let's get a check at WGN Sports and those Cubs. Good morning, Dave Bennett.
Good morning, Vic. 48 hours ago at this time, you and all the other Cubs fans were nervous. Cubs had been shut out in back-to-back games, and they were trailing the Dodgers 2-1 in the NLCS. This morning, they're still nervous, but it's that good kind of nervous, like something big is about to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but the Cubs look to be in good shape, coming home after back-to-back wins in which they outscored Los Angeles 18-6, including an 8-4 win in the decisive fifth game to grab a 3-2 series lead and move to within one win of the World Series. Addison Russell's second two-run homer in two games put the Cubs ahead 3-1 in the sixth inning, and they put it away with a five-run eighth, capped by a three-run double off the bat of Javi Baez. Baez had three hits. Cubs had 13 for the second straight night. And John Lester, seven innings, six hits, one run, six strikeouts. Pedro Strop and Aroldis Chapman finished up. Tomorrow night at Wrigley Field, the Cubs can wrap it up, game six, but it will not be easy. Kyle Hendricks will start for the Cubs. It'll be Clayton Kershaw, the three-time Cy Young winner and 2-0 in the postseason, going for Los Angeles. And if it goes to Game 7, Jake Arrieta and Rich Hill would match up on Sunday night. Cubs would just as soon take care of it tomorrow. Meantime, the Cleveland Indians await the winner. While the Cubs were winning, the Bears were falling to 1-6. They hung with the Packers for a while but lost 26-10. As Aaron Rodgers completed 39 passes, a team record of 56 attempts, 326 yards, three touchdown passes. Bears played with Matt Barkley most of the game after starting quarterback Brian Hoyer suffered a broken left arm in the second quarter. Barkley went 6 of 15 for 81 yards and two interceptions. Rookie Leonard Floyd scored the Bears' only touchdown on a fumble recovery after a sack of Rodgers. And so the Bears now 1-6, and they will host the still unbeaten Minnesota Vikings a week from Monday. Blackhawks on the road tonight at Columbus, seeking their third straight win. We'll have the pregame at 5:30 here on WGN. Face-off at 6 with John and Troy. The Bulls wrapped up the preseason, losing to Atlanta 97-81. The Los Angeles Sparks captured the WNBA championship with a one-point win over Minnesota, 77-76. I'm Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness, Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain an approved, certified, pre-owned Land Rover, Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years? And did you know right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can buy a 2013 certified pre-owned Range Rover Sport for only $39,888? And did you know approved certified pre-owned Land Rover models include a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, a 165-point inspection, and 24/7 roadside assistance? Isn't it time you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy and Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com. Stock number P13812 plus tax, title, license, doc fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale or in-use date. See Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago for details. Offer expires 10/31/16.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk or no junk? No junk? If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action. We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
That old car is worth money. Visit VictoryAutoWreckers.com for an instant quote. VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
Victory, AUTOWreckers.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
We each have our own story. It's what makes us human, makes us different. At the North Shore Center for Personalized Medicine, we're using DNA to predict, prevent, and treat illnesses, using your genetic profile to identify risk of heart disease, analyzing the DNA of tumors to develop precise treatments. This is the future of medicine, and we're doing it now. North Shore University Health System, personalized medicine for what's next. Northshore.org/genomics.
Your money on WGN. Asian markets finished lower overnight. Trading in Europe's higher this morning. Oil futures higher in pre-market trading. Gold futures lower. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a higher start on Wall Street. We have the numbers next with Steve Gerzanich and the opening bell. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
We'll start off with some clouds near the lakeshore this morning and some sprinkles and showers, too. We're seeing a band of lake effect rain develop just offshore. It could wobble onshore near the city and south of there for a time this morning. Up until about 8 or 9 o'clock, we'll carry a chance for some showers. The rest of us, though, we'll see some sunshine, and even along the lakefront, you'll eventually clear out. Later on this morning, will become mostly sunny. Cooler and breezy today, a high of just 54. Tonight, mainly clear and cold, down to the upper 30s in outlying areas, low 40s in the city. It looks like a great weekend. Beautiful weather for baseball Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, 59. Sunday, mostly sunny and milder, 68. Monday, mostly sunny and cooler, 57. Tuesday, partly cloudy, seasonable temps, 58. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
It's 43 at O'Hare, 45 at Midway, 42 in suburban Fox Lake. Northwesterly winds are at 14 miles an hour this morning. It's 47 downtown. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Didi Chuxing President Jean Liu told me about the company's global ambitions.
We're definitely going global.
So then we will see you compete with Uber in other...
We will play a global game.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is on an official visit to China. A major revelation could be on the cards.
One of the things being considered by China is allowing Philippine fishermen to go back and fish again around the disputed Scarborough Shoal.
I would like to promise and pledge to all of my voters and to all of the people of the United States that I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday. It's October 21st, 2016, 5:10 in the morning. Welcome to another edition of The Opening Bell. Welcome to another business day. Glad Friday is here. I don't know if you're excited as excited as I am, but the Cubs, what a win last night. Way to go. Cubbies fly that W. We thought we would start with some numbers today in terms of where the betting is on the line about the Cubs winning the World Series after last night. It looks like the Cleveland Indians still have the upper edge over the Cubs, but the Cubs are right there neck and neck, which means they would have to go to the World Series, right? So we can keep our fingers crossed. By the way, the betting is a little off on the next interest rate hike, by the way. It is not as solid as it looks like these numbers for baseball are, but maybe we can talk to Paul Nolte with Kingsview Asset Management about that when we bring him in for our Friday conversation. But first, we have to do some business. Let's go to the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning. Dow futures are off 41 points. The S&P is off 4.5. The NASDAQ is off 2. Crude oil is trading up about a quarter a gallon this morning, a tank, 50.89 a barrel is where it stands today. Gold and silver are trading lower. On the world markets this morning, mixed numbers from Europe, the FTSE in London, the DAX higher, the CAC in France is a little bit lower. In Asia this morning, most of the indices are lower except for the Hang Seng in Shanghai, the Nikkei off about 50 points. There is some developing news as you as you get ready for your business day today, and it is coming from a blockbuster deal that's apparently in the works. Reuters is reporting that the tobacco company Reynolds is going to be bought by BAT for $47 billion. British American Tobacco has offered to buy the company, Reynolds American, again, $47 billion. It would bring together Newport, Kent, Pall Mall Cigarettes in the world's biggest listed tobacco company. Also today, there has been another fatality with the Takata airbags, the U.S. government reporting yesterday, an 11th death from Takata airbags. Lots of data to go over. Let's bring in Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I was so excited last night, I couldn't even go to sleep. I was like a little kid.
It's making the early morning sessions a little tougher.
Little bit, yeah.
But I'll take the victories.
So I'm not a good person to read betting lines, but it looks like if I'm reading this correctly, maybe you can look at this too. It looks like the Indians have an edge, right?
By a little bit, yes. By a little bit. Hmm. The other, being the LA Dodgers, are down there a little bit, but yeah. It's going to be interesting because you have two of the longest non-winning streaks if the Cubs and the Indians actually meet in the World Series.
Is it time for me to bet my retirement account yet on the Cubs?
You're probably better off buying a lottery ticket. The odds are a little longer, but I always struggle betting on sports, unlike Pete Rose.
It has been another week of the rubber chicken circuit, as you like to call it. The European Central Bank also made a movement. Well, actually didn't make a movement, but it did impact the markets. So I don't know which one you want to try first. You want to talk about the European Central Bank or the Federal Reserve?
Oh, we can roll from one right into the next. The Mario Draghi had their meeting yesterday, and it was interesting in the press conference of all the things that they didn't talk about, because as they were questioned in the press conference following, Mario said, you know, we didn't talk about that. No, we didn't really talk about that, which left everybody kind of wondering, well, what did you guys do in the meeting? But one of the things that came out was that they're backing away from a little bit the quantitative easing forever philosophy. So this will come to an end, which is certainly something the financial markets aren't really excited about. They like to have free money, low interest rates forever. And that was confirmed by a lot of the discussions that we saw from other Fed governors all week in the fact that we are going to be raising rates. It's a good thing. The economy is picking up a little bit. We're seeing a little bit of inflation here and there. So it's probably time to raise rates. And the financial markets, I think, are starting to accept that. You know, the odds of a December rate hike are in the 60 to 70% range. So I think investors are starting to come to grips with that.
And for our listeners that we're bringing along that don't have the business experience, Mario Draghi is basically the Janet Yellen of Europe. That would be a good way to...
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So he's in charge of the European Central Bank, and it's an odd group in the fact that you have the European Union, you have all these separate countries who are really working for their own best interest, and they're trying to come together and have decisions being made for all of these countries, unlike the United States, where you say, okay, it's one country, and this is what we're going to do for it. So it's created odd situations, a la Brexit. That have occurred over the last couple decades.
He has, Mario Draghi has left open the possibility of more stimulus coming. Is that possible, and will that have any impact on anything?
Oh, it is possible. I mean, their stimulus package revolves around bond buying. So the central bank goes out into the marketplace and buys up sovereign debt. They've been buying corporate debt. So there is a buyer of all these debt instruments, and that's what keeps those interest rates low, because there's a ready buyer at all times. They always keep that open, especially in response to Brexit and some economic issues and some things that we don't know anything about yet, some surprises, as it were. So it's always on the table, but they're starting to pull back from that a little bit.
We will talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve as our conversation continues this morning with Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management. We'll also get a portfolio checkup to see if any of this is impacting our portfolios, whether we should be worried about any of it. But first, we need to check traffic this morning at 5:16. Let's head to Traffic Central. And Mary Vanderbilt standing by. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Looks like a lot of people sleeping in after last night's Cubs win. However, we do have this problem in Little Village, 26th between Western and Rockwell. Still closed off with a truck fire warehouse. A lot of emergency equipment on the scene of that fire. And also on 57 southbound past 159th, an accident. A rollover has just been cleared. Traffic sponsored by Presence Health. At Presence Health, compassion is their mission. Experience how one of the largest healthcare providers in Illinois treats people differently with care and compassion. This is how healthcare should be. This is Presence. Make an appointment with the Presence Health doctor today at presencehealth.org. Mary Vanderbilt, WGN Traffic Central.
WGN Mornings with Steve Cochran and friends.
Tim Allen's here. Great to see you.
By the way, we just had a very heated discussion off the air about heated. The validity of shorts, because you couldn't be more wrong about
it. There's a certain age that men, you just got to cut the
shorts. I'm defending this because I wear shorts 8 months of the year.
That's not my problem. That's weird.
I just feel bad because I bet you've got great legs.
You know, I'm.
When was the last time you've seen your own leg?
Kind of uncomfortable right now. But I just don't think men should wear shorts.
The backpack shorts, ball caps backwards.
Grow up!
The Steve Cochran Show, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
I agree with
and
you.
No more gummies. I don't need prostate medicine in a cherry gummy.
On 720 WGN.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking. One that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you. One that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank. But at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit AssociatedBank.com or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:35 to WGN's Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Steve Cochran for Mattress Firm, and the semi-annual sale, a sale so big it only happens twice a year. One-size mattresses don't fit all. At Mattress Firm, they'll help you find the mattress that's right for just you. Right now, get your comfort, your choice. Sealy Firm or Hampton and Rhodes Pillow Top Queen Sets are just $299.99. Come experience the all-new custom collection, crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm, featuring luxury lines from Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest 2. Mattress Firm wants you to shop with confidence knowing you're getting the lowest price. Find a sale or comparable mattress set for less than their displayed or advertised price. Just bring in that ad and they're going to beat the price by 10% or it's free, even up to 100 days after you bought it. It's Mattress Firm, a wide selection and the best people and the best brands. Look, buying a mattress isn't something you do every day. That's why Mattress Firm's professional sleep experts are dedicated to helping you find the right mattress for you from a wide selection of all the best mattresses and all the best brands. Mattress Firm, as always, save money and sleep happy.
When shopping for a new Acura, it starts and stops with RizzaAcura.com. With nearly 200 new and used Acuras, the choice for your new Acura is simple. And that's Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. Because when you buy from Joe Rizza Acura, you're getting more than just a car. You're getting a name that stands for excellence in sales, in service, and most of all, in savings. And save more now than ever on new Acuras. Because there's never been a better time to buy than now. Now through the end of October, you can lease a new 2017 Acura MDX for only $459 a month. Just $459 a month for a brand new 2017 Acura MDX. Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. Or visit RizzaAcura.com for the area's best selection. 36-month lease, $29.99 due at signing plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. No security deposit required. Includes all manufacturers' rebates and incentives. Offer ends 10/31/2016.
This week on Chicago's Best, Elliot is mixing up your favorite beers with your favorite foods. Check Chicago's Best beer-infused food Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, here are some stocks of local interest. We will be watching McDonald's very closely today. McDonald's is going to report earnings before the opening bell today. It is possible we could have those before the end of this broadcast. Right now, McDonald's shares are down about 60.69, almost a half a percent. Also this morning, Mondelez International off just a fraction. Sears Holding is up just a bit. United Continental is up about a percent and a half this morning. It's 5:21.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, oil prices fell and stocks went with them on Thursday. The Dow slipped 40 points to 18,162. The S&P 500 lost 3 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slid 4.5. Benchmark U.S. crude was below $50.50 a barrel. A data breach has Verizon taking a hard look at its $5 billion deal to purchase Yahoo. Last month, it was revealed that data was stolen from 500 million Yahoo email accounts in 2014. Backing out of the deal, though, would cost Verizon $145 million. Self-driving cars no longer pie in the sky, but on the road to reality. Business Insider estimates that by the year 2020, 10 million autonomous vehicles will be negotiating U.S. roadways. Have Beagle Will Travel. After more than 30 years of appearing in print ads, TV commercials, and other marketing materials for the insurance giant MetLife, Snoopy has been fired. MetLife is getting out of the U.S. life insurance business and wants to update its image. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. It's 5:22, our weekly chat with Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management, checking over our portfolio, going over some of the economic data from the week. We had this piece of information yesterday from one of the members of the Federal Reserve, Federal Reserve Chairman for New York, William Dudley, told the gathering there that he thinks everything's in line for an interest rate increase.
A clear signal from one of the most influential Fed officials. New York Fed President William Dudley says the central bank will likely raise interest rates later this year as long as the U.S. economy remains on track. His remarks downplaying market-related risk of tightening monetary policy in December. Dudley is a permanent voting member and a close ally of Fed Chair Janet Yellen, and he says a quarter-point increase this year is not really that big a deal given the economy is reasonably close to the Fed's 2% inflation goals. The bottom line, Dudley says a hike should be no big deal.
Well, Paul Nolte, we've heard this before, right?
Every time we are outside of their regular meeting, we hear all the various Fed officials talking up interest rates. And it's been, I think, kind of the MO for the Fed for the last year, year and a half, and the fact that they're talking to the financial markets. They want to make sure that everybody understands this is what we're going to do and not be surprised so that things go a little bit smoothly with the markets. Because remember, too, when they raised rates in December, we opened up this year and the markets fell right out of bed. And it really wasn't unexpected, But that's what the Fed's trying to do, is talk to the financial markets for these discussions.
We earlier this week had the author of a new book about Alan Greenspan on, and he said that he's in that camp that thinks the Federal Reserve has lost a lot of credibility by not doing what they said they're going to do.
And it's interesting coming from Alan Greenspan, because he was the master of keeping things under wraps and not necessarily telling you exactly what he thought. You know, the famous line from him is, if you actually understood what I said, then I misspoke. So it's interesting listening to that comment coming from Alan.
Earnings this week, we have McDonald's a little bit later on this morning. Microsoft yesterday had really good revenue and earnings. Are there deals to be had with some of these companies with investments?
Oh, I think so. You know, Microsoft is a great example. They're shifting their business more cloud-based. So it's them and Amazon right now for a lot of the cloud-based applications and so on. And it's a much more profitable business for them than the software that you see all over the PCs. And Microsoft, especially Intel, a little less so. They're a little bit more tied to the PCs, but their revenue numbers are very good. Cash flow is terrific, and they're paying good dividends, 2 to 3, 3.5%, and they're increasing those dividends at about a 6 to 7% annual clip. So you're getting increasing income year after year with a lot of these companies that you don't see with traditional fixed income type of investments.
When you watch one of these companies and see their earnings, what is the trigger point for you to say, I'm selling?
You know, it really comes down to valuation for us. So we take a look at their earnings numbers, and we take a look at the PE, the price, what the stock price is divided by that earnings number. And we take a look at it in respect to its historical norms. So, for example, if a company trades between 12 and 20 times earnings, and it gets up around 20, we start keeping an eye on it a lot closer to take it out of the portfolio. It's fully valued at that point, and time to look for another opportunity.
We talk a lot about our savings and money, and I think we take for granted that we have money to put in a bank. But yesterday I was surprised by a report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation about the number of Americans who don't have bank accounts. And while the number of unbanked, as they call it, have declined 7% from 7.7% in 2013, so a big jump downward, there's still, let me find the area here that jumped off the page at me, about 20% of American households are underbanked, and about 15% have no bank account whatsoever. That's surprising to me.
It is surprising, but again, when you take a look at how banking has changed since the financial crisis in 2008, a lot more fees. They're really not interested in small accounts. So if you've got an account that doesn't have a lot of activity, you're using it primarily to cash your paycheck, the banks aren't interested in that business anymore. A lot of people have gone to PayPal services or other types of paying services that are outside the banking realm, using apps on their phone, et cetera. So it is a different world for that. And it's one, I think, that bears keeping an eye on. But certainly when you take a look at the population, the part that is unbanked tend to be a little bit poorer and not as wealthy, certainly. But that's certainly a trend I think that will continue.
There's all kinds of dangers there. You're right, absolutely right that the FDIC goes out of its way to say that a lot of those folks don't have enough money even to put in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks a little bit about the income inequality in the country, too. This is a good snapshot of that.
Oh, sure. You know, and that's some of the fallout from that. You know, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, there's nothing going into the bank. And again, from the banking perspective, they don't want to take the risk of just being a place to cash a bank. Cash your check without getting a fee. So, and why would I pay that fee to cash a check? So I'm going to go to some other service to do that.
Well, Paul, good chatting with you as always. Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management with us as he is every Friday. Have a good weekend and go Cubs.
Absolutely. We'll be parked in front of the TV tomorrow night.
Good. We'll see you next Friday.
Thank you.
All right. It's 5:29 on the opening bell. Vic Vaughn is standing by in the newsroom. Vic?
Hey, Steve. A massive fire this morning in the city's Little Village neighborhood. A very large response by firefighters. That report next.
This is the opening bell.
From ABC News, tech trends. When it comes to self-driving cars, Tesla's revving up for a revolution. The surprise announcement came from CEO Elon Musk. Going forward, all vehicles manufactured by Tesla will be equipped with all the hardware they need to drive themselves. That includes surround cameras, ultrasonic sensors, and forward-facing radar.
It really is what it sounds like. The car can drive everything from quiet suburban streets to highways. It can park.
Dana Woolman with the tech blog Engadget says there are a couple of caveats to be aware of. For one thing,
it can't do it without a human on board. For legal reasons, there does need to be someone in the driver's seat.
And the software you'll need to make the car fully autonomous won't be cheap.
To be clear, it'll be an $8,000 upgrade.
But Tesla says these self-driving cars will be twice as safe as human drivers, and Musk himself is extremely confident in the safety of these cars.
He even went so far as to say, quote, "When you write an article that dissuades people from using autonomous vehicles, you're killing people."
With Tech Trends, I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Do you know a superstar kid doing great things? Nominate them for the Steve Cochran Kid of the Week, and they'll qualify for a $5,000 cash prize, courtesy of Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevrolet in Antioch. Details at WGNradio.com/contests.
It's me again, Walter Jacobson, telling you once again about a problem I have clearly understanding sometimes what people say to me, especially when it's noisy. And the amazing experience I had when I finally went to Hearing Health Center to have my hearing checked. It turns out I don't have a hearing problem. I have a clarity problem. When they told me I need hearing aids, I said, no, thank you. If I wear hearing aids, everyone will think I'm an old man. But when Dr. Fisher put a pair on me, that was amazing. I could hear a TV set playing in the next room. My wife says I can't hear the TV when I'm in the same room. Incredible, really. This might not be as bad as I thought. Trust me, go get your hearing checked for free at any one of the 5 Hearing Health Center offices in Chicago and the suburbs. Call 844-MY-HEARING. If you don't hear that number clearly, it's 844-MY-HEARING.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Our house has a lot of windows.
We were always getting up to adjust the light in the room.
But then we discovered Budget Blinds motorized window coverings.
You can't beat the quality or price.
Now we just touch a button on the remote or wall switch.
And shades go up, like this.
With no cords, they're kid-friendly and pet-safe.
Touch the button, shades down.
And right now you can get a rebate up to $500 on Signature Series motorized window coverings, powered by Somfy from Budget Blinds.
Shades up.
And these are the most stylish, child-safe motorized window coverings available anywhere.
Shades down.
Plus, Budget Blinds does everything, all the measuring and installation. And you get a free in-home design consultation.
Shades up.
I get the idea, honey.
I know, but it's fun.
Hurry! Your chance to save on kid-friendly motorized window coverings from Budget Blinds is ending soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds now at 1-800-650-0989. That's 1-800-650-0989. 1-800-650-0989.
Still ahead on the Opening Bell, some cheap airfare. What if I told you $40 round trip to Los Angeles? Rick Zini from Fair Compare will be with us. Right now, though, it is 5:32. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Time for the news, sponsored by Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital. Here's Vic Vaughn.
A 5-alarm fire this morning. That type of alarm garners just about the largest response from the Chicago Fire Department that you will see in a fire. This is at a commercial building near 26th and Rockwell in the city's Little Village neighborhood, an auto repair shop, mainly dealing in tractor trailers or semis. It's also a hazmat situation. Now, this is near the Cook County Court at 26th and Cal. Not sure yet whether it'll affect court dates this morning. We'll see if it's affecting WGN traffic now with Mary Vandeveld.
Well, it sure is. We have 26th blocked off in the Little Village area between Western and California. Plenty of emergency equipment, fire trucks there. So that is closed off with that warehouse fire. There's heavy smoke also that can be seen on the Stevenson as you make your way inbound. But it's not really affecting traffic that much so far this morning. Otherwise, no major delays on any of the area expressways or tollways. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Troy Murray here. For nearly 120 years, Chicago's own Nuveen has worked to live up to the highest standards of investment excellence, committed to delivering lasting value, whatever the markets may bring. Like generations of Chicagoans, they've watched our Blackhawks strive for excellence, whatever the season may bring. At Nuveen, they couldn't be more proud to support our champion Blackhawks as they work to keep Chicago the home of hockey excellence and bring the cup back to our city in 2017. Visit Nuveen.com today.
Do you think your house is just settling? Think again. Hi, it's Lou Manfredini here from my friends at PermaSeal. Your house is not supposed to move, and this settling may actually be an indication there is unwanted movement of your home's foundation. You don't have to spend a lot of time and money investigating this problem. PermaSeal gives free inspections and estimates. When the work is done, you'll have a solid foundation and a fully transferable warranty. For over 37 years, PermaSeal has provided homeowners in the Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana area with the peace of mind they deserve. That's how they've earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and were awarded the 2016 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Do you think your home may have a structural foundation problem? Well, for a free inspection and diagnosis, you know who to call. PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
Get to Kohl's three-day sale this Friday through Sunday and save 40 to 50% on outerwear for the family. Plus, take an extra 15% or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Someone said I had a wooden personality.
What did you say?
I said, yup, quarter sawn white oak with vibrant auburn finish.
At Penny Mustard Furnishings, our wood and stain options are as unique as your personality.
Your personality is reflected in your choice of wood and stain.
Ben's choice reveals his inventiveness and attention to detail. He's dependable, adventurous, extremely organized, and connected to nature.
Yup, that's me.
Nicole's love for rustic maple with slate finish means she's outgoing, vivacious, imaginative, and believes that anything is possible.
Oh, stop.
And Arvid is all about hickory and natural finish, which shows he's a philosopher, dreamer, thinker, and not afraid to go against the grain and stand up for what he believes in.
You hit it right on the head.
What's your personality?
With 6 wood choices and 8 stain options, you're sure to find the combo that's perfectly you at Penny Mustard.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
Penny Mustard.
And now let's check the Associated Bank market desk numbers. Asian markets finished mostly lower overnight. The Nikkei closed with fractional losses. The Shanghai managed modest gains. The Hang Seng finished flat. European trading's a bit choppy. Markets in Germany trading just above in positive territory now. Same in England. Markets in France are lower this morning. Oil futures higher in pre-market trading at $50.84 a barrel. Gold futures lower at $1,264.50 an ounce. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a lower start on Wall Street. Dow futures off 45 points now. S&P's down 5. NASDAQ futures off 3 points. Let's get a check of WGN Sports and Dave Innan.
WGN Sports is sponsored by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. The Cubs are headed home, mission accomplished. The goal, make sure they get the NLCS back to Wrigley Field, and they did. Even better, they've got the series lead. Now they have 2 chances to win 1 game to go to the World Series. Addison Russell put the Cubs ahead with a 2-run homer, and the Cubs broke it open late in an 8-4 win over the Dodgers in Game 5. Winning pitcher John Lester improved to 2-0 in the postseason with a 0.86 ERA. Tomorrow, Game 6 at Wrigley Field, Kyle Hendricks against Clayton Kershaw at 7 o'clock. The Bears held the Green Bay Packers without a touchdown in the first half. The Bears even took the lead early in the third quarter, but all Packers after that. The Green Bay Packers beat the Bears 26-10. Bears had to go with third-string quarterback Matt Barkley after Brian Hoyer suffered a broken left arm. Guard Kyle Long left the game with an arm injury. The Bears are 1-6. We'll talk to Hall of Famer Dan Hampton at 7:40 on the Steve Cochran Show. The Blackhawks go for their 3rd in a row tonight. They play the first of 3 games in 4 nights when they skate in Columbus. You can hear it on WGN. Pregame at 5:30. Tomorrow you can hear college football, Northwestern hosting Indiana, the Wildcats going for 3 in a row. Pregame at 10:30. We'll talk to Coach Pat Fitzgerald this morning at 7:10. The preseason ended for the Bulls last night with a loss to Atlanta in Omaha, Nebraska, 97-81. The Wildcats return to Ryan Field tomorrow as they host Indiana in Big Ten play. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Dave Edit. WGN Sports.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Frost this morning in outlying areas. A chilly start to the day. We'll see a mixture of sun and clouds, maybe a few showers in the city and near the lake. Breezy and cool today with a high of 52 degrees. More frost overnight into Saturday morning. Then things warm up to around 60 degrees. It's 43 at O'Hare, 45 at Midway, and in suburban Westmont. Northwesterly winds are at 14 miles an hour this morning, 47 downtown. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. American Airlines reported Thursday a 56% drop in net income for the third quarter, but met analyst expectations despite planes flying less and labor costs growing. The $737 million in net income for July, August, and September compared to nearly $1.7 billion for the same period a year earlier. Chicago-based United Airlines reported an 80% decline in net income earlier this week for the third quarter. Part of that was paying a $545 million tax payment. Still, the Chicago-based airline reported $965 million in net income for July, August, and September, down about $4.8 billion from the same period a year earlier. Rick Cini of FairCompare.com, the CEO and founder, is with us this morning from Dallas to talk a little bit about this and find some cheap airfares as well. Rick, let's start first with United Airlines, 80% decline in income. That's pretty big. Was that expected?
I think to some degree it was expected because at least many of the analysts still have a strong buy on the stock. So part of it was a tax issue that they had to do. It was a one-time issue. But basically, everything was down about 8%. Now, this could be related to what Delta's executives were saying, that the prices to Europe were down about 8% year over year, and they expected to have those be slashed in the coming year as well, and actually reconfiguring cabins to basically take on competition from airlines like WOW Air and Norwegian Air, for example. So I think they probably knew it was coming. Now, remember that United made almost, somewhere close to $4.5 billion in the previous quarter last year, only a billion this time. So airlines are still profitable, just not as profitable as they were last year.
Yeah, and there seems to be this weakness spreading across all of the airlines. I know a couple of have yet to post earnings for third quarter, but you mentioned Delta. There's a little bit of weakness there, too. So it appears we may be headed into this period where they're all going to see lower than expected earnings.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. And I think that's good for consumers in general, because that typically means that they're not making as much revenue on airline tickets. That means we're paying a little bit less. Now, I will note, nonstops aren't going to be any cheaper. It's going to be the connecting flights, and it's going to be Europe that's probably a little bit cheaper. Probably the Caribbean a little cheaper as well because of some competition from Southwest recently. So those are the places that you're going to want to see to want to go to if you want to get some cheaper prices.
But it also would suggest that if airlines continue to see this trend over quarter, that eventually they're going to raise fares, right?
They have to. They've been trying anyway. So we've seen over the last 4 or 5 weeks, 2 or 3 attempts to raise fares. They didn't stick very well in these particular cases, but airlines are always trying to see if they can raise the tide of base prices of airfare. I think the biggest problem they have right now sort of on their table is what to do about transatlantic travel. They have competition there. They also have some skittishness when flying into Europe because of past terrorism in the last 18 months or so. That's where they're going to see, and those are those high-dollar tickets, typically over $1,000 historically, with what was huge fuel surcharges. They don't call them fuel surcharges anymore. Now they call them carrier imposed charges. And that's where they're going to see the drop in those prices. New aircraft like the Dreamliner coming on may help them actually make up some of that.
So all of this comes as we're hearing a little bit of buzz that some of the domestic airlines or all of them are getting ready to lower fares.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. So clearly they're not lowering airfares for Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday season, but for this off time, really the rest of October, the early part of November, early part of December, and most of January, the tail end of January and the first couple weeks in February, the prices are actually below about 3 or 4 year lows at those particular ones. So as long as you're not flying at those peak periods, like President's Day weekend in mid-February and the holiday season around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, years, there's the cheapest prices that are out there that I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. This is, as you write in your blog, more about science than anything else in terms of finding one of the best values and one of the best fares.
Yeah, so, I mean, we actually studied several million airfares to see what would the best itinerary would be over Thanksgiving for those people that haven't purchased them yet. And as you might imagine, it ranges widely in price from about $360 round trip to $660 round trip on average. The actual itinerary that was the cheapest was Thursday to Friday, which is a one-night itinerary. I can only think of a couple of reasons for only wanting to stay one night, and it has in-law probably in the last part of the sentence there. And the most expensive are Wednesday to Sunday, the two busiest days of the year, almost double the price at $660 round trip. So essentially, if you look at the study, it's basically telling you do not fly on Sunday. That's what's really going to drive up your price. So if you can return on a Saturday or a Monday or a Tuesday, that's your best bet. Leaving on the day of the holiday, Thursday, is your best bet. If not on Thursday, then Tuesday or Wednesday.
So leave on Thanksgiving and return on Tuesday would be the best?
Yeah, that's the absolute best. And then Monday would be slightly cheaper. So, so the day of the holiday is almost always the cheapest day. There's not very much traffic. People don't like to fly on the day. And the cool thing about Chicago is that most flights around the country are under 2.5 hours. So it's not like you can't fly in the morning on Thanksgiving morning and still make it to your destination in plenty of time for family, food, and football.
So aside from the holidays, does the old standby still hold true that it's Saturday and Tuesday?
Yeah, in general, the three cheapest days to fly outside the holidays are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. In fact, many of the airfares you see on TV where they're, you know, announcing $49 fares or something, they actually have a rule on them that say that they're only good on Tuesday, Wednesday. Sometimes they're only good on Saturday. Sometimes they'll just black out Friday and Sunday on those sales. So essentially, the midweek and Saturday are your three cheapest days to fly.
And we've had some real winners here in terms of getting cheap fares with your tip about Sundays. When these fares are published, remind our listeners again about Sundays.
Yeah, so essentially on Sunday night, typically, what you'll see, there's only one airfare feed on Sunday. So what you want to do on most sales, they end up, the workers come in on Monday to actually set up the website, set up all their campaigns. They fire off a bunch of sale fares Monday evening, and then on Tuesday is when the best day to shop for those airline tickets are.
So get us out of town for the weekend, maybe this weekend coming up or a weekend coming up soon before Halloween.
Yeah, so I was looking, in mid-November at see what prices were around the country. And, you know, I was looking at places like Seattle at $220 round trip on Alaska Airlines, for example. You also have $240 to Portland. Those are pretty good deals. But the most ridiculously cheap fares are on Frontier flying out of Chicago out to the West Coast, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Los Angeles, actually, $40 round trip on one nonstop out there. But the other airlines, Virgin American, American, at $180 round trip, that's a pretty good deal. If you're heading out to Miami or Orlando, you also have American and United at $160 round trip. So those are good deals. A couple good deals also to Montreal at $240 round trip. That's on Air Canada, so check that out as well.
So there's no excuse for saying you're stuck in Chicago.
You know, I love that time of year, by the way, in Chicago. So I wouldn't mind visiting Chicago, but there is no excuse. You can get away and you can find a deal. You can actually go West Coast, East Coast, South, wherever you want to head, you'll find a deal.
All right, Rick. Thank you. Happy, safe travels.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Rick Cini is the founder and CEO of FareCompare.com with us from Dallas this morning. You can follow him at Rick Cini, S-E-A-N-E-Y, and at FareCompare, FareCompare.com. 547, let's get another update on traffic this morning. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Plenty of fire department crews on the scene of this fire in Little Village at a truck warehouse. 26th is blocked off between Western and California still. There's also some heavy smoke that is billowing over the Stevenson, so watch for that. The inbound Stevenson itself about 30 minutes now from the tri-state on in, with delays starting around Cicero. Also, westbound I-80 on the ramp to 57. Watch for a car in the ditch. And no big delays yet on the Edens, up on Kennedy's building into Nagel, the inbound Eisenhower into Mannheim, and also slow on 57. From 115th. Traffic sponsored by Presence Health. At Presence Health, you'll feel the difference between treatment and compassionate care. Their network of caring doctors live and work in your community alongside you and your family. This is people caring for people. This is Presence. Find a Presence Health doctor today at presencehealth.org/find-a-doc. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Wire line to Hulsa down the right wing, moves it back, and he scores! Number 500 in the great career of Marion Hulsa!
very select club, Big Hoss. And the world's gonna
know your name. Congratulations to Marian Hossa.
Tonight, Marian Hossa and the Blackhawks are in Ohio to take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Judd's got an early pregame at 5:30, the puck drop at 6. Marian Hossa and the Chicago Blackhawks on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN, brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering, could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-3 and 11-18-16, member FDIC.
People across Illinois have rejected Donald Trump's hateful remarks and dangerous, divisive agenda. But what do Governor Bruce Rauner and the Illinois Republicans say?
I will support the Republican Party's nominee.
You heard that right. The Rauner Republicans support a man for president who insults women.
Not looking right in that fat, ugly face.
I will support the Republican Party's nominee.
Brags about assaulting women.
I just start kissing them. I don't even wait.
These statements are repugnant.
They're foul. I'm horrified, and I cannot even believe we are even considering putting him in office.
I will support the Republican Party's nominee.
Demeans immigrants.
They're bringing drugs, they're rapists.
And makes fun of the disabled.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
After all of that, the Rana Republicans still stand by Donald Trump's side.
I will support the Republican Party's nominee.
If the Rana Republicans support Donald Trump after all that, why would we support them? Leading Illinois for Tomorrow is responsible for the content of this message.
Lab.
Did you get the results yet? Do I have mold in my house?
Let me check. I don't know yet. Call me back in a couple weeks.
It shouldn't take weeks to find out if your house has mold. It shouldn't take days. It shouldn't even take hours. Introducing the 5-Minute Mold Test from Healthful Home. Without a doubt, the best value in do-it-yourself mold testing. Why pay extra fees and wait weeks for a lab result when you can have results in minutes? The 5-Minute Mold Test detects the most worrisome molds as determined by the EPA, the types of molds associated with illness and water damage in your home. The Healthful Home 5-Minute Mold Test is available at select local Ace Hardware stores or visit homemoldtest.com. Are you going to rely on the mail to find out if your home has mold? Find out right now. The 5-Minute Mold Test from Healthful Home. Results in minutes, not weeks. Available at your local Ace Hardware or visit homemoldtest.com.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program on the Associated Bank Market Desk. Dow futures off now 57 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures have also turned negative. Let's get the latest now on commodities, ag news this morning. And good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Well, good morning from Indianapolis, and we leave the commodity world to other people today because we're going to talk the commodity of people and outstanding young people. It was a night of pageantry last night at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse here in Indianapolis as the four stars over America were announced. Quickly, here they are, the star in agricultural placement, Brett Peterson from Murdoch, Minnesota, who in the ninth grade is now the primary operator of his family's sugar beet conveyor and production. And by his senior year, he was responsible for all areas of the sugar beet production on the Peterson farm in Minnesota. Moving on to the star of agri-science, because that's very important in agriculture today. Well, that went to South Dakota, Elizabeth Renner of Crook, South Dakota. She has a passion for science and agriculture, concentrating particularly on the impact of crop protection products on the water. as far as the occupants of the water, the fish, aquaculture, is her love. And then there's the Star of Agribusiness. That award went to Shane Mueller of Gerritsen, South Dakota. Pretty good night, stars over America. And he's been throwing hay bales around since he was big enough to lift them. It's now become a commercial operation. He's doing baling with small bales because he said they're easier to handle when you're doing cattle or horses. And then the Star Farmer of America, that's the original one that started back in 1928 when the FFA was founded, and Tyler Smythman of Garber, Oklahoma, is the Star Farmer of America. He's involved in, just about all aspects of animal agriculture. And all in all, it was really quite a night. The other announcement that is awaited with a great deal of anticipation, how much money did the FFA Foundation raise in the past year to provide support financially for the awards and the scholarships? $21 million going to scholarships and award programs for FFA. So the commodity was young people last night, Steve, and we had them in abundance here in Indianapolis.
It certainly sounds like a great investment going forward.
And really, as I said, I think I owned an $18 bicycle when I was a senior in high school. That was my net worth. And we've, one of the stars last night signed off on his first loan when he was 11 years old and has built the business now to a large business. And these supervised ag experiences conducted by members of the FFA earn $4 billion a year for those members who have.
I think maybe
as well, Steve.
Yeah, we may have lost you there, Orion.
Okay.
You're back now.
Here. Okay, very good. Yeah, I said FFA members, with their supervised work experience, their projects that they do, earn annually $4 billion collectively. Now, that's a lot of money at a very young age, but they're raising it and managing it and doing very well. I think our future is in pretty good hands, Steve.
All right, Orion, have a great weekend.
Well, we have more honors and awards today, and again tomorrow, the six-member new national officer team will be elected at the close of the convention tomorrow afternoon. So we'll be back in town next week.
All right. Orion Samuelson with us from the FFA convention in Indianapolis. And now to close out the show, the Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Friday, October 21st. Not much in the way of economic news for investors to consider today. The Labor Department will report on state unemployment rates for September. On the earnings front, General Electric, Honeywell, McDonald's, SunTrust, Synchrony Financial, among companies, to report before the bell this morning. Meanwhile, Fed Governor Daniel Tarullo is set to speak at Columbia Law School later this morning. San Francisco Fed President John Williams is due to speak later this afternoon. Fed Home Loan Bank Member Conference in San Francisco is where he will speak. Also, the G6 Interior Ministers will be meeting in Rome, featuring France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, the UK, and the US. Obviously, the global economy among many of their topics. That's just some of the stuff on the Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for this Friday, October 21st. We'll be back bright and early on Monday morning with another edition of The Opening Bell. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning with the Steve Cochran Show coming up next. I'm Steve Krasanich. Have a great weekend. Go Cubbies.
Tonight.
This is it. Last week in the Illinois high school football regular season, as teams continue to jostle for playoff positions. Loyola Brother Rice, Homewood Flossmore Bolingbrook, Neuqua Valley Glenbard North, Hinsdale Central Oak Park. Plus, the head coach of number 3 Brother Rice, Brian Batke, joins us at 10:20.
Sam Panionovich hosts Preps Plus Chicago tonight at 10 on 720 WGN.
There's a magical place called Tree Time with the most ginormous holiday selection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, trim, and wreaths at factory direct prices. Oh, the quality and perfection. Beautiful trees, different sizes and styles that look so much like the real thing. You'll get many, many smiles. It's never too early to spread good cheer and give others a holiday thrill. All of October, it's our Christmas tree trade-in. Bring yours and we'll donate it to Goodwill. Then get $75 off select Tree Time trees or 15% off any other Tree Time tree this holiday. Drop off your old artificial tree to a Goodwill store or at Tree Time today. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Battington and you'll see we're everything Christmas for your holiday decorations and tree.
So go to Tree Time, Tree Time, TreeTime.com. Everything Christmas, TreeTime.com.
Details at TreeTime.com.
As Americans, we have many issues to consider this election cycle. But those of us in Cook County also have the big issue of property taxes, which are driving some people out of their homes, their county, and their state.
I'm Dan Patlack, Commissioner of the Cook County Board of Review. I've worked hard to increase access to the appeal process and ensure fair assessments. Last year, more appeals were filed with the board than ever in the history of Cook County or the nation, and the Cook County Board of Review was ready. As the only Republican in a tax system controlled by the other party, I represent balance and someone who will fight for you. With over 20 years of experience,